Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast that teaches and helps those living with chronic stress, physical and emotional pain. Relax, restore, renew, revive your personal and spiritual self-care. Each week we present simple, practical thoughts and measures to help you connect your physical to your spiritual inner healing wisdom. These can be done even if you have no me time. Now here's your host, Chip Oshambari, a retired nurse, midwife, massage therapist, and energy and spiritual mentor.
Thank you, Cindy, for such a great introduction. Welcome to Just Deep Breathe, a podcast where we begin and end our conversation by taking a few deep breaths. I'm your host, Chipo Chemeso, or Chipo in short. Today we are in episode number 71, and I will talk about something that has interested me for a long time, the elephant in the room. So let's begin by taking our deep breaths. Take a deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. And again, another deep breath in, hold it, and breathe out. Just breathe normally. Welcome. And thank you for downloading the podcast and listening to us. Your comments are greatly appreciated. The concept I want to talk about is the elephant in the room. I've always enjoyed this. I've always liked this phrase. At the beginning, I didn't know what it meant. I was imagining a big elephant standing in a room, and then it clicked what that meant. Are you aware? Are you familiar with it? If not, well, let me just take a just say what I know about this. You know, these are things that as we are growing up at home, something big might be happening. Something, you know, that's kind of out of character, but nobody talks about it. Nobody says anything. And it's something that we can all feel. You know, I remember when I was growing up, the elephant, one of the elephants that were in our room, I believe, from what I heard whispered, is that I was adopted. And we have our culture. Someone can have a child and it can be given to an aunt who doesn't have kids. Or, you know, there are so many reasons why. But it was never said. And I, you know, up to this day, I don't know if that was true. Sometimes I feel so. I felt so, but it was never discussed. It's like politics, you know. When I was growing up, we never talked about it. Sex, we never talked about it. We never explained to us as young girls what it was, or young girls, boys and girls. So let's look at what that really means, elephant in the room. I believe, I don't know how true it is. It's been going on for centuries, for lifetime after lifetime. They are just things that only the family talks about, or they don't. You don't talk about these things to other people. So let's look at your growing up. What was your elephant in the room as you're growing up? Do you have a story that you tell? Do you have something that you still hide? I call it hiding because, you know, it's an elephant, but it was probably covered up. Do you have your own story? You know, I mentioned my story. I still don't know if it's true, but sometimes I do feel like I didn't belong. So when someone doesn't feel they belong, what does that mean? Is there a story behind that? Is there an elephant in the room behind that? So I ask you to look at your own family. Sometimes these are things that we need to let go so that we could heal. So see what your elephant, maybe ask your parents if they're still here, ask your aunts, your elder siblings, maybe they know that you don't know. And, you know, dig through that and see, maybe there's something there that's holding you back. Maybe there's something that's causing you the challenges. Maybe something that's causing you the grief. Whatever, I would say, check that out. And if you can solve that riddle, I think it will be very good to help you move ahead, because we carry these elephants in the room from ancestors to ancestors until now. Then now we are more open. I think we are speaking more. People go online and discuss about what's going on in their lives. Maybe it's time we start looking at that. We start to solve that, resolve the issue. So that we are not carrying it. Our children and our grandchildren are not having that. These are family secrets that are, from my perspective, those are the elephant in the rooms that we don't carry. So look at yourself and see what and if there is an elephant in the room. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and she told me without me asking, she told me what the elephant in the room is in your own family. And I asked her if she has, you know, she brought it out. She says, I'm scared. I can't bring it out because nobody ever brought it up. I said, well, you could be the first one to heal that lineage. No, she said she's going to think about it. Maybe she'll bring it up because it always bothered her. So that's where we want to help ourselves to start to heal. And there's another one that came up as I was researching this, which is the emperor has no clothes. If you've seen that, I think there's a movie. It was made into a children's movie. You know, the emperor has no clothes. So when I looked it up, I found that this is an expression which is used to describe a situation in which people are afraid to criticize something or someone because this is perceived as wisdom of the masses. In that, you know, the thing or the person is a good person or is important person, so we can't talk about it. We can't say anything because they are important. Is there anything in your own upbringing that something that now you start to look at it, you go, we never talked about that, or just because it was grandpa, because it was fill in the blank. Some things that I feel we need now to let those things go. I understand from my research that it comes from a short story by a Danish author, Hans Christian Andersen, which was first published in Copenhagen in 1837. Andersen's third and final installment of, it's a fairy tale now, which I think I saw it in a children's book or children's story. So what is anything for you that was like that, that the emperor had no clothes? And the child, I think, brought it out. You know, there was, from what I remember, there was a parade or something, and I guess the emperor was leading the parade, but he had no clothes. Only the kid said it. And I'm sure if it was in my family, that wouldn't be a good thing. You would be punished for that. So my invitation to you, start looking at your own upbringing. things that run in your family that you don't talk about because these elders, you can't say anything, you can't ask them. But I think you can honestly, gently, nicely ask so that you can learn what that fairy tale is about. That's my call to action for you. What can you do? Go and start looking. Not that you want to bring some things, you know, bad things. No, you just want to know. You just want to let go. Maybe it's something that's holding you back. Okay, so here we are. We spoke about, you know, the emperor has no clothes. We spoke about the elephant in the room. Investigate those things for yourself, for your family, and start to heal that. Start to talk about it. Maybe there's something that could help you in your life. With that, I say let's take a deep breath in and hold it and breathe out. And another deep breath in, hold it and breathe out. And one more. Breath in and out and breathe normally. Thank you and wish.
Thanks for joining us this week on Just Deep Breathe. Join our Facebook page, Pathway to Chronic Stress and Pain Relief, and make sure to visit our website at healingbridgefacilitation.com. If you found value in this show, we'd appreciate your feedback by sending us your comments to coachchippo@gmail.com or rating on iTunes. Or if you'd simply tell your friends about the show, that would be very helpful to us. If you like the show, you might want to check out where you can subscribe to the show in iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, or via RSS so you'll never miss a show. Be sure to tune in next week for our next episode. Relax, restore, renew, revive your physical and spiritual self-care.